Asleep without a sound, his plane's a long ways from the ground, but he's gone for just a few days. He's gone. He's dreaming of his little boy, his heart so young, so full of joy. It's wrong. Something's all wrong. It's wrong. He opens his eyes for the first time. There's panic and noise everywhere. The captain's voice cuts through the speakers. The tragic news filling. This won't be easy, I'm afraid. Folks, this is hard for me to say. We're going down. We're going down. The phone is ringing back at home. He's breathing deep, he's breathing slow. As he tries to keep it together, he tries. He says, son, can I please talk to mommy? I just need a minute or two. As he hears, I ate all of my vegetables, dad, so I can be strong just like you. Go get mom for me, please. But dad, she's already asleep. Tell her that I'll wait to see her soon. And tell her that I'll wait for her to find me. Tell her I'll be with her every minute, every hour, every day. I'm leaving, but I know you'll be okay. No, Dad, don't go. Seems like an hour. The fights of our fathers fall into our hands. We haven't yet forgotten and we haven't yet forgiven. And I'm not saying that we ever can. But when all said and done, what you spend, what you save, you can't take it with you on your judgment day. So divided we fall, and we fell like a stone. United we stand, so don't leave me standing alone.